The headlines this hour, thousands of German protesters ask their government why their troops are in Afghanistan. The US says it won't be able to tame its high unemployment. And a court in Turkey orders the rearrest of 19 military officers in connection with a major coup case. Hello everyone and welcome to the news here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tabakoli in Tehran. Thanks for joining us. Thousands of peace activists have taken to the streets in several German cities calling for an end to Berlin's involvement in the Afghan war. The demonstrators held rallies in the capital and the western city of Cologne to demand the withdrawal of German troops from Afghanistan. On Saturday, hundreds also demonstrated in Munich to condemn the recent killing of several Afghan soldiers by German troops. They blame the Berlin government for such incidents. Sunday's rallies were organized as part of traditional anti-war Easter marches, which were popular during the Cold War years. Germany has around 4,500 troops in Afghanistan. Well, violence in southern Afghanistan has claimed the lives of four Afghan civilians and one NATO soldier. The Afghan Interior Ministry says four people, including three women, were killed when their car hit a mine in Ghazni city. Four children were also injured. Meanwhile, NATO's International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, says one of its soldiers was killed by an improvised bomb in the south. The soldier's nationality and the exact location of the attack are yet unknown. Now, foreign forces in Afghanistan have admitted killing five Afghan civilians during a night raid back in February. NATO troops reportedly attacked a house in their search for a Taliban militant in the southeastern Paktia province. There, they shot dead three women and two men. NATO had earlier claimed the women were already killed, but later admitted this was untrue. Civilian casualties during operations by foreign forces caused deep anger among Afghans. President Hamid Karzai has called for night raids to be banned. Now, the United States says it has a long way to go in taming the country's high unemployment rate. Top White House economic adviser Lawrence Summers says it is President Obama's preoccupation to bring down the unemployment rate. Summers says the numbers could fluctuate and warned that the path towards economic recovery may not be smooth. On Friday, the U.S. Labor Department announced that the unemployment rate is unlikely to budge from 9% have lost their jobs since the recession began. 15 million people remain unemployed. Well, earlier, our correspondent in Washington, Colin Campbell, shed more light on the unemployment situation in the United States.
Time is yet to tell how President Obama will be regarded in his handling of the economy. We have what's being called the U.S. Census right now, where census takers are taking temporary jobs, and that has boosted the job rate. But those are temporary jobs. Those people will be out of work in the next few months. Also, tax preparers and people who audit the payroll taxes, they will be out of jobs, or at least their work will be slowed down in several months from now because we'll be out of tax season. Those are just two examples of large groups of people who are employed right now who at the end of the year will be looking for jobs.
Now, a Turkish court has ordered the rearrest of 19 serving and retired military officers over an alleged coup plot. The reason behind the court's order is not yet clear. The 19, including 8 retired military officers, were freed from detention on Thursday, pending trial. A retired four-star general and the former head of Turkey's First Army are among those who must be detained again. The suspects are allegedly behind a coup plot to topple the government in 2003. The Turkish military has overthrown three governments in coups since 1960. The latest arrests are said to have fueled the long-lasting dispute between the Turkish army and the government. Now, three car bombs have gone off within minutes of each other, targeting diplomatic missions in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. At least 41 people have been killed and over 220 others have been wounded. Press TV's Wissam Obiati reports.
Three bomb explosions that hit central Baghdad in quick succession have killed at least 30 civilians and wounded 224 others. The bombs, which come after a period of relative calm following Iraqi parliamentary elections on March 7, seem to have targeted the foreign embassies in Baghdad. The first explosion took place in Karadat Maryam district, where the Iranian embassy is located, and the second and third explosions targeted the German, Egyptian, and Syrian embassies in Mansour district. The Iraqi security forces rushed to the explosion scene and blocked the area and transferred the injuries to the hospital, while helicopters were buzzing overhead. The bridges between the two sides of Baghdad were blocked and people were allowed to cross the bridges on foot. The spokesperson of Baghdad's security plan condemned the attacks and accused Al-Qaeda of being behind the attacks. No one has so far claimed responsibility for the attacks.
The terrorists wanted to prove that they still exist and are active in the country. They wanted to show that the Iraqi security forces are weak. They believe they can shake the trust between the Iraqis and their security forces, but they will fail.
The Iranian ambassador to Baghdad condemned the attacks against his country's embassy, saying such act will not affect the mutual relations between the two countries.
Such terrorist attacks will not harm or affect the mutual relations between the two countries.
Political analysts say the terrorists want to send a message to the outside world that Iraq remains an unstable place and hope to delay the formation of the new Iraqi government.
Embassies mean the state, embassies mean government, embassies mean the politics, many things. And that they targeted the embassies. They want to say any government will arise in the future. It means nothing because we are here.
There was similar of three attacks in January aimed at big hotels where many foreigners were staying. Political analysts believe that the reason behind the attacks is to isolate Iraq from the international community. But the Iraqi officials who condemned the attacks stressed that such attacks will not harm Iraq's international relations. Wissam Albati, Press TV, from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.
Iran's top nuclear negotiator says the views shared by Tehran and Beijing on various international issues have created the ground for greater bilateral cooperation. Saeed Jalili, after his visit to China, said both nations have agreed on the need to fight against unilateralism. He said China and Iran are opposed to some countries using military and economic pressure to impose their policies on other nations. Jalili one more time stressed Tehran's readiness for dialogue over its nuclear energy program. He said Iran has always been an advocate of nuclear disarmament. Tehran will be hosting an international conference entitled Energy for All, Nuclear Weapons for None later this month. China has welcomed the Iranian initiative and says it will take part in the event. Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani says the parliament will welcome the government's ideas over the past subsidy reform bill. Larijani says the parliament will try to have more cooperation with the government in implementing the laws, including those related to the subsidy cutting plan. After months of controversy between the legislative and executive powers, lawmakers passed the bill on cutting energy subsidies in October. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had earlier proposed saving $40 billion by eliminating supplementary subsidies. The parliament approved only half of that amount. The government is now obliged to execute the approved bill. Well, Gazans have hailed Ahmadinejad's stance against Israeli threats. Iran's president has warned against a reported Israeli plan to launch a second war against the Palestinians in Gaza. Here's more.
Gazans have praised Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's anti-Israeli statements on Saturday and urged Arab leaders to learn from his courageous stance. President Ahmadinejad, in a formal speech at the inauguration of the Middle East's biggest iron ore pellet factory in the Iranian city of Sirjan, warned Israel against making plans for a new offensive against Gazans, who are still reeling from the devastating 22-day war. He also condemned Israel's aggressions against the Palestinians and called it the sole obstacle to the establishment of peace and security in the region. Gaza residents warmly welcomed his comments.
This is another bold and courageous move by President Ahmadinejad, and I hope that Arab leaders will wake up and learn lessons of courage from him.
President Ahmadinejad has always expressed his support to the Palestinian people, and I hope that Arab leaders will follow his steps and support Gazans who have been under the siege.
Hamas government has expressed deep appreciation for the Iranian president standing up to Israeli arrogance.
Statement like this give us a confidence that we are still connected to our Muslim world, and there are people that we can count on defending the Palestinian people. Thanks to Ahmadinejad, this kind of a brother is that we would like to be connected with and engaged in serious cooperation and coordination.
Experts believe that President Ahmadinejad's popularity among Palestinians stems from his bold stances against Zionism and imperialism.
I think what appeals to the people about President Ahmadinejad's reaction to Israel is that he actually adopts a politics of defiance, defiance to American imperialism and Zionism in the Middle East. And what he does is he stands up to the Americans and the Israelis, and this is something that no Arab president has done so far.
President Ahmadinejad's stance comes as a breath of fresh air for the besieged Gazans.
Gazans believe that the Iranian president should be a role model for many leaders across the Arab world in standing up to Israeli violations of Palestinian rights. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.
And you're watching the news here on Press TV. A quick check of the headlines this hour. Thousands of German protesters asked their government why their troops are in Afghanistan. The United States says it won't be able to tame its high And a court in Turkey orders the rearrest of 19 military officers in connection with a major coup case.